You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It is one of them days. Sedano and LZ with you here. You know what it is, though? It is one of those days, though. Well, we're going to give you a virtual key and you may be able to win a damn car.
Yes, sir.
That's going to happen. Could happen in this next break. Could happen in the break after that. And there's one more after that in the 5 o'clock hour.
It's a lot of breaks. A lot of opportunities to win.
Yeah, there are opportunities to win. But you got to be listening. And again, spoiler alert, it's probably going to be in one of the breaks. So anyway, just letting people know that that's a possibility. But you and I, LZ, have some Lakers discussions to have. Now, we had them earlier in regards to the addition of Dennis Schroeder, which we love. We both are in agreement, correct? That it is a great move. I mean, for Danny Green and the 28th pick, when the Lakers can kind of buy back into the second round, like they did last year, right? That's what they did with Talen Horton-Tucker. If they like a particular prospect, they can buy into the second round and get someone, you know, in the 30s or 40s or wherever they feel the need to jump in. So I think the value, on top of the fact you're getting a really good player, guy who finished second in the sixth man of the year voting, and he's only 27 years old, and he's under contract for another year, so you've got his bird rights. I just think the value that you got back, or you got him for, was fantastic.
No, absolutely. The question is now, how do we complete the roster, right?
Ah, I'm glad you asked that, LZ. Because here's the thing now. With Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, you can re-sign KCP.
Yep.
But it doesn't mean that you're keeping KCP just because you re-sign him. KCP made $8 million. He opted out. Our Dave McMinnon reported that. And, you know, someone of his caliber, I mean, he's made $15 million as recently as, what, 2 years ago? So it is very possible that he could be in the $12 to $15 million range. And if he's at $15 million, and then Kuz is at, what is Kuz's salary? I want to look that up real quick because I'm pretty sure it's like $3 million-ish. I'm almost positive that's the case. Here it is. Kyle Kuzma contract. I want to make sure I get it right. Actually, no, qualifying offer. He's at $3.5 million. I got that right. Okay. I got that right. All right, so 3.5 plus, let's say 15. That's 18.5. DeMar DeRozan. Your boy, LZ.
I'm just saying. The deal ain't dead.
Yeah, I mean, you're not that far off from...
The deal is not dead.
You're not that far off. All you got to do is throw in one more small salary, you know, a $2 million-ish type of salary, $2, $3 million salary, and you can get DeRozan if indeed you do want him, if you're the Lakers. Like, that is not out of the realm of possibility if that is something they want, right?
Something that they want, right? Exactly. When the rumors first started to float out there and then DeMar responded to it, I wrote a piece talking about why I felt it was a good thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you look at it from a three-point shooting perspective, then no, they look as if they're stepping backwards. Though I would argue some of the shooting from, you know, proposed trade with Danny Green and Kuz in the postseason, you know, what are we talking about? It's not like they were setting the world on fire. But the fact that he could score on his own means that there's no more drought when LeBron sits down, or if AD, you know, is in foul trouble. You don't have to worry about drought. And while it's great to have 3-point shooting, sometimes you just need somebody that can get you a bucket.
Correct.
And this is a guy in DeRozan who has proven he can do exactly that. Get his bucket, get to his spots, and do so efficiently. So I like that pickup for us. But George, if we don't go there, then I think we need to be looking at a Serge Ibaka or a Gallinari. Ibaka is my preference, but I wouldn't mind Gallinari either.
Yeah, and Gallinari is out there. And by the way, Gallinari can also be had in a sign and trade. I think that is very possible that OKC signs and trades him as well. Because when I was on the jump today, we had Woj on, and that was something that he discussed as a possibility. And Zach Lowe had similar sentiments. So the Gallinari aspect of this is very much still in play, specifically because KCP can be a chip to potentially get that for you.
Yep, Yep. And he's a good player. And he's a championship caliber player, and he's proven to be a big-time player. And, you know, someone I think the Lakers should try to keep. But if they decide that the things that a DeRozan or a Drew Holiday or someone else can do for them is better, mm-hmm. then I'm going to trust Rob because Rob got us a championship, so he must know what he's doing.
Right.
But I would say, just from my perspective, KCP has proven himself to be valuable for a repeat. So if you're going to let him go or trade him away, then you need to match that productivity.
Yeah. Oh, there's no question about that. Right. Like, you have to kind of figure it out. So this Lakers team can look still very different from the one we just saw win a championship. Now, I'm in favor of that. I know a lot of people are not, right? People are like, oh, run it back, run it back. I'm a firm believer, and maybe this is too many years of being around Pat Riley, right? That, you know, if you're not adding, you're not getting better, because the disease of me is a real thing, right? The disease of more. He kind of varies between those two. But basically what that means is dudes get comfortable after winning a championship, or they have aspirations to be more than what their current role is. Kyle Kuzma.
Are you referring to the tweets?
I mean, he's tweeting. Did you see what he tweeted today?
Yeah, dog.
So if you don't know, he said, all right, enough disrespect on my name. Y'all be reminded, peace sign.
Be reminded of what? Do you know what he's talking about?
I have no idea.
Be reminded of what? Like, I'm going to say this again for the people in back in case they didn't hear me. I was on the Kuz train early. Summer League rookie year, I was like, this dude can go. I was in a Kuz train throughout the second year when it looked as if the team was getting ready to make a move, but then actually ended up faltering backwards once LeBron got hurt.
Right.
I was on the Kuz train after AD was traded saying Kuz can be the third scorer. Right. He's proven.
Yeah.
I am leaving the Kuz train, man.
It's off the Kuz train. That's it.
I'm just like, what are you tweeting about?
Yeah.
Enough. Go work on your handles. Enough.
Enough. By the way, they did try to trade him for Drew Holiday. The Lakers reached out to the Pelicans for Holiday, and they offered Kuzma, Danny Green, and the 28th pick, according to Eric Pincus of Bleacher Report. And the Pelicans are like, nah, we're good. Because think about it. If David Griffin wanted Kyle Kuzma, he would have asked for him the last time.
Yeah.
You know? And what do you think? The Lakers were going to say no?
Right. No. We need Kuz. Keep your AD.
Right. No, yeah. No. No, that wasn't going to make or break the deal. So, yeah, like, that's not a big surprise. But maybe he is part of the DeMar DeRozan thing. I know Pop likes him, so maybe Pop can figure that out with him. But
he's a good scorer. He is a good scorer.
Yeah.
He's just that.
Not super efficient, but.
Not super efficient and doesn't give you a whole lot of other things on a good level.
Right. But maybe Pop can unlock that, right? Because they unlock a lot of things with a lot of different dudes over the years. So there is that for sure. All right, coming up next, LZ, you and I are going to talk about the Rams and the Chargers, okay? We are in a situation where the Rams, yes, they're in the driver's seat, but there are some obstacles at the moment. And clearly Anthony Lynn has plenty of obstacles. So we'll touch on that. We are back in 4 minutes.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tonight on LZ with you here on 710 ESPN. Don't forget, we're giving away a virtual key. You can be just like Richard Padilla from Anaheim, who got his virtual key on Friday during the 710 ESPN Month of Giving, courtesy of our friend Sal Gonzalez at Culver City Mazda. Do you want your key? Hopefully you heard Mason in Ireland in the 3 o'clock hour. Give the destination of the day, and hopefully you wrote it down too. Coming up here this hour, could be in that next break coming up, Listen for Sal Gonzalez to give you the cue to call. When you hear it, be caller 7 with the correct destination of the day, and you can win a virtual key that could start a brand new 2021 Mazda CX-5 Sport with a grand in the glove box. Take a road trip on us. It's the 710 ESPN Month of Giving. Our pal Mark Spears will talk some NBA with us. There's a lot of Laker moves. Chris Paul is going to Phoenix. Anthony Davis. We didn't even talk about Anthony Davis yet. I mean, because it feels like a formality that he's just going to re-sign with the Lakers. It's just a matter of what the length of the contract.
What the structure is.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a short deal because he's going to want to get to that 10-year threshold where he can then get the crazy. Because remember, once you're in the league for 10 years, you can get the Supermax regardless, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying re-signing him is boring, but that's, as you said, you know, just assumed with the trade that this was just going to happen, especially with so much success.
Yeah.
The sexy part is all about the length of the contract, because that might give you an idea as to whether or not the Lakers might find themselves players in a free agency when another big name pops up.
Right, right, exactly. So, yeah, I'm with you wholeheartedly when it comes to that. So look, there's going to be to quote Dave McMiniman today on The Jump with me, he said, the only thing you're going to have to worry about with AD is whether his number is going to be 3 or 23 next season. Because remember, that was supposed to be this year. And then they didn't get it in on time, so which means I don't want to say confirmed because LeBron could change his mind. But I asked Dave a quick follow-up. I said, hey, so if AD does go to 23, what does LeBron do? He's like, oh, he goes back to 6. Which is what he wore in Miami and what he wears at the Olympics. So it would be LBJ 6 at that point. And God, there'll be a lot of jersey sales.
Well, yeah. As well they should be, because one, he's one of the best players in the league. Two, he's a champion. Yeah. And three, it's probably going to look like hot, right? Yeah. Like it's going to be fire.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. No doubt. The flip side of that, is Andrew Whitworth's injury for the Rams. Now, I know that people would think, offensive line, but let's not get crazy here. I know they won. He went down in the game yesterday, and they were still able to play well for the most part. But he is by far, LZ, their best offensive lineman. And he's no longer a spring chicken, right? He hasn't been hurt since 2013. Like, he has been as durable a guy at that position as there's been in the league over the last, 7 years or whatever it's been. And he is the leader, I think, the veteran leader of that offense. Even though Jared Goff is the quarterback, to me, the leader is Andrew Whitworth. And that is a huge loss for the Rams in a time where, they're right in the thick of this. They're tied for the lead. It's a three-way tie between Seattle and Arizona and the Rams. And they've got a lot of division games coming up and a game against Tampa coming up. So they're going to be fighting against quality opponents, and if he's out for a while, that could be a problem, particularly for Jared Goff.
Well, first of all, we should just all be grateful that his ACL is fine.
Right.
And it didn't appear as if that was a huge damage, because then you might be talking about maybe a forced retirement in that situation, given his age and everything. So hopefully he can recover and, be close to what we're used to seeing from Big Wit. But we have a quarterback in Jared Goff who is not very good when the pocket starts to get messy.
And I mean, some people would have told you to stop after good.
Yeah, some people.
I'm not haters. One of those.
We
just
call
so
those
you
people
know.
Haters. We call them haters.
I'm not one of those, but there's plenty of stuff. Like, we were just messing around about Kuz, right, and how Kuz tweets too much or whatever, and people are all over Kuz. But in some cases, sort of. Maybe deservedly so. Right. With Goff, I just think he is what he is. And you either are okay with what he is and you're willing to look past it and understand that the team has had success, or you just are going to harp on it because you feel like the team should be better and he should be better for being a number one overall pick and being a guy who got a big contract.
Yeah, he's not necessarily the most athletic, and he's not necessarily going to wow you with his athleticism. Mm-hmm. But he's a good quarterback. Who's having a fine season, and our defense is Super Bowl caliber, and our offense has explosiveness to it, and that's a pretty damn good combination.
Right.
But when you have your left tackle that you've always been with since you got into the league gone, that can be concerning for a guy who's not particularly good on the move, or when the pocket gets sloppy, because you don't. you know, he's casual back there because he knows he's got certain guys that are protecting him. When the pressure comes, he gets careless with the ball. Mm-hmm. And I'm worried that even if the pocket is clean, he'll feel about it differently because his horse that's always been there, his security blanket that's always been there, is now gone.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is a big deal. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you look at Andrew Whitworth, okay, I'd have to check, okay? But I am looking at it right now. I was going to say he was fourth, according to Pro Football Focus, and he still is, even after this past game and being hurt in the game, the fourth best tackle in the game, according to Pro Football Focus, okay? And he has consistently been a great tackle, which is why he's still in the league and why he's still getting paid. So I am curious to see, and I know Note Boom has been okay, and he filled in admirably in this past game, but we gave a lot of credit to this Rams offensive line with Les Snead last week that they had kind of become a good unit, and they have. But without their anchor, that changes a lot, man, because that literally has to be five guys on a string.
Yeah, it does. And again, as I said, there's also the factor about Jared Goff and his comfort.
Right.
And the trust factor.
Yeah.
You know Big Wit is there, and you approach each snap with a certain sort of confidence and comfort. Mm-hmm. Now you're asking him to trust someone who's not nearly as experienced and he hasn't worked with nearly as long. And as the pocket gets sloppier, he becomes a little bit more happy-footed.
Right.
And I'm just a little concerned that even if it is a clean pocket, George, that he may not perceive it as such because Drew is gone. So we need him back, if at all possible, because this team has a legitimate shot because of our defense.
Well, I also think the NFC feels up for grabs, does it not?
Well, it is. Yeah. I mean, every team that's above 500 has six games, basically.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, we're tied for first record-wise, but when you look around, I mean, if Chicago wins tonight's game, they have six wins. Mm-hmm. So it's the hill that we have to climb to make the postseason is steep enough. We don't need things like an uncomfortable QB in critical situations because our left tackle's not there.
Right. The Rams are the 5 seed right now. They're going to take on Arizona here. They're going to be able to – then they got Tampa, right? They've got these teams again in front of them. And then they got to go up to Seattle as well still. So they've got some stuff going for them. But that is a big key. Like, if they find themselves in a situation where they are struggling in the next game, particularly against – a Tampa Bay team, right, who has a good defense coordinator in Todd Bowles, then, you know, I think this next game is a pretty good test as to how good this offensive line is without Andrew Whitworth, potentially, if he's not available for this particular game. All right, coming up next, you and I will talk to Mark Spears of the undefeated ESPN NBA Insider. He will join us in 3 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks, Chris. Yes, sir. Laura, who do we have on the line?
David Salamanca.
David Salamanca. Yes, yes, yes. We have David Salamanca. Dude. Of what city? Where are you calling from?
I'm from Los Angeles.
There you go. Do you have today's destination of the day?
I do. It's Las Vegas.
That is correct. Congratulations.
Fantastic. Ooh. Have you been before?
always go to Vegas.
Always go to Vegas. All right. I don't want to ask you any more questions because I don't want to get you or me in trouble.
Oh, man.
That's too funny.
Let's see what virtual key you have.
Llave número 15.
Key number 15.
There it is. Key number 15. Ooh. Congrats, David Salamanca. That virtual key could be the one to start the 2021 Mazda CX-5 Sport from Culver City Mazda on Monday, November 30th when we give away the car. And for qualifying, you get a $100 gift card from Islands. Congrats, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Now, David, we want you to hold off a little bit while Laura gets the rest of your information. And thank you to Island Restaurants. Islands features specialty burgers, fresh-cut fries, tropical drinks, great happy hour deals, and the coldest beer in town.
Man, that is awesome stuff. They do have great stuff there at Island. So listen tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour to Mason and Ireland to give you another destination of the day, and then listen for the cue to call in the 5 o'clock hour on this show for your chance to win each and every weekday on the 710 ESPN Month of Giving. We are hooking you up. All right, so there you go. Congratulations to him. Mark Spears is going to join us here in a second. Laura, let me know when he is available so we can get him rolling because he just texted me to make sure we were still good because we were running way behind. but we will take Mark to the end of the show. This is really fun, man, giving away these cars, right? Or, excuse me, the keys to a potential car.
It is fun. You know, with everything that's went on in this year, knowing that, you know, we get to make a family happy with a brand new car is awesome feeling.
Uh-oh, we got a Woj bomb. You ready?
Uh-oh. Woj wants a virtual key?
No, he doesn't have a virtual key. But we could talk to Mark Spears about this in a second. But Woj just tweeted out, sources, after turning down an extension offer to become the first $50 million a year player in league history, James Harden's message to the Houston Rockets is clear. Get me to Brooklyn. Rockets and Nets have been in contact, but there's no meaningful dialogue right now. So Mark Spears of the Undefeated joining us here, friend of the program, ESPN NBA insider. Yo, the man turned down $50 million a year from Tillman Fertitta. He is ready to go to Brooklyn. What say you about that potential trio up there?
I'd go play in Kabul for $50 million.
Come on now.
You know what the thing is? You take the money and then you make the change later.
Right.
I never turn down money. I've never got that from athletes who, because at any time, and you look at DeMarcus Cousins, man, and that's my guy. I feel so bad for him. Before he got hurt, before he blew out his Achilles, he was playing MVP caliber basketball for the Pelicans, and perhaps had an offer to get an extension at the time before the season. I think didn't do it, and then boom, and now he's like he'd be lucky to get the minimum, you know. You just never know what could happen from one day to the next. So I don't know about that one, bro. I wish I had those kind of problems.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny you would say that because, you know, it's and we were talking about this before you got on. It's like you can go to Brooklyn, but you still need to work on some stuff for your game. Like the whole idea that you want to force yourself to Brooklyn because you want to be on a championship contender, but supposedly you were the leader of a championship contender for multiple seasons. Like,
yeah.
So what are you going to? Wherever you go, there you are.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I was telling somebody today, and I'm going to bring you guys back to the Drew League when they had the, and I hope, shout out to Dino Smiley, my guy out there in L.A. runs the Drew League. Like in 2012, you know, I was going to check out a lot of their games during the lockout, and James Harden was playing there religiously. And the style that you're accustomed to seeing him play now was that at the time. And I was like, damn, man, they going to pass the ball to anybody? I know this is the Drew League, and, you know, maybe these dudes don't really care, but I'm like, that's got to be hard to play with. And I've never questioned his ability to score. I think he's one of the greatest scorers the league has ever seen since it arrived in 1949. Easily. In terms of scores, top five. But if he's going to go to Brooklyn and play with those dudes, it can't be James Harden or bust. There's going to have to be a change in his game in terms of – because he can pass the ball well.
Yeah.
But – you can't have three ISO dudes and succeed. It's just not going to work.
Well, it's funny. The first year with D'Antoni, Mark, and Mark Spears with us here, the undefeated ESPN NBA Insider. That first year with D'Antoni, he played like James Harden met Steve Nash. And then after that, he became the isolation dude. Like, I don't – so, to your point, he is capable.
No, certainly capable. So, that's what's got to happen. And if he takes that approach and, you know, I know – like, to me, Kevin – and then Lakers fans don't get mad at me. I think Kevin Durant's the best player in the world. If those three dudes are on the same page, balling, they're offensively scary. Yes, but there's one basketball.
Right.
There's one basketball. And you got to remember when James Harden was playing with Kevin before, he was coming off the bench.
Right.
So he could come off the bench and be the guy. So, I mean, maybe there's some agreement they have. Because James has shown the ability to, like, to lead the league in assists.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen him do it. We've seen him. And that is a scary James Harden.
Yeah.
Super scary James Harden. But, it's just.
Well, that's a proposed trade. That's a proposed trade, Spears, about a maybe super team. Let's talk about the actual champions and what they've already accomplished and what you think they're targeting going forward for the rest of this free agency period. And that's, of course, our Los Angeles Lakers.
I really like Schroeder. I think that was a really good move. And then I also think what it's smart that the Lakers doing is starting to work on getting younger. You know, AD's still a pretty young player. Now you're getting a young point guard who's, you know, certainly got some swag to him and some fun to him and learned a lot from Chris Paul this past season and was doing great coming off the bench. So I think he's ready to be back in that starting spot, much more mature than his days with the Atlanta Hawks. So I actually think that was a brilliant move by the Lakers. Now what happens with Avery, what happens with – I'm guessing Rondo's gone now – I think Laker fans are much more confident in KCP now than perhaps they were before the bubble. I think he's really proven himself as a steady player for that team. So the thing that will be interesting for the Lakers now is how do you fill out the rest of your roster?
Do you make a DeMar DeRozan deal? Like, do you sign and trade KCP and Kuz and you throw in another $2 or $3 million somehow and try to get yourself DeMar DeRozan to add to this roster too?
I love DeMar. I mean, if you could do that, yeah. Like, why not? Why don't they just get everybody? I mean, but, you know, DeMar just opted in today. I'm sure Compton would love to see him home. I'm sure LA would love to see him home. Perhaps it's a little more challenging financially than – you know, it sounds good. You know, it's not fantasy basketball, though.
No, for sure.
But I love DeMar DeRozan. If they could figure that out. Because here's the thing. Because when you're the Lakers, and this was the case with the Warriors when they were rolling, and I expect them to be back rolling next season, is you're going to get guys with the mid-level and the mini-mids and the veterans and all that stuff that the average, the most teams won't be able to get. But the allure of playing with LeBron, playing with AD, getting a chip, they'll take less to be a part of that. So even if you're spending so much money as the Warriors have on three players, if you could fill the rest out with guys that, you know, aren't making that much but are veterans and talent, you know, maybe they can figure it out. I saw the Warriors do it for several years.
And last question for you, Spears. You know, the Clippers. There's rumors that Rondo's headed there, that, you know, obviously they need a point guard to organize. If they don't go after Rondo, if they can't get Rondo, what do they do?
They got to move Patrick Beverley, man. They got to change that position. And I think that is a big, big weakness for them. I think the shenanigans have gotten old. It's time to get – and then somebody like him, like Rondo, y'all saw it. He's going to make everybody better. and he's going to hold everybody accountable, and he's going to play tough basketball. I like that move for them a lot. I see that. I guess Atlanta's got some interest as well. Rondo will be certainly a very positive pickup for whoever gets him. You know, should y'all go after Melo? You know, then Laker land.
Oh yeah, get Melo and Bron together. We'll see.
No, I mean, he wasn't good enough. He wasn't good enough for y'all before.
Yeah, we couldn't make the numbers work. That's all.
Yeah. Maybe as a minimum, you know, it's a different scenario.
Come on, man. We had to pick up J.R. Smith.
Right. And it gets complicated with Melo, but we could talk about that.
Dudley over Melo.
Yeah, we could talk about that the next time, though. We got to run because we're up against a hard out. But Spears, you are the man. Thank you so much for always making time for us. Appreciate you, brother.
And stop starting stuff.
Brother. Good to talk to you.
All right, man. Take care. LZ, you are the best. Great job, Greg and Laura. Thanks to Mark and Marques Spears, both joining us. Sean McVay's show is up next. See ya.